Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, Dan, you know Neil Diamond?
Far.
Yeah.
We've been traveling far.
That's right.
Take it all.
Without that stuff. Okay. Or the other stuff.
Free.
What's that?
On the boat and on the plane. They're coming to America.
Today?
Today!
Today?
My country, tis of thee.
Today?
Sweet land of liberty.
Today? My.
Of thee I sing. Of thee I sing. Today! Today! Alright, what are these?
Okay, hold on. Don't tell me. $5, same as downtown. My country, tis of thee.
Today.
Sweet land of Scary Perry.
Today. Of thee I sing. Of thee I sing. Today.
That's it. That would be a good song for the musical.
There is nobody that I've ever met that's more unprofessional than this
piece of shit. I don't know about that. Sorry, dude. Hey, bud. He's responsible. He gets things done. I saw him with a lot of energy.
You got a new Chicago shirt.
New Chicago shirt.
Won't you please come to Chicago for this? In a land that's known as freedom.
You touch me again, I'm going to kick you in the mouth.
How can such a thing?
Wow. Won't you please look at those things hanging off him, Dan.
The strings.
Why do you have strings hanging off there?
It looks like you're camping or something.
Huh?
Wait, are you camping?
No.
Do you wear that out in public?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes. First.
What's your favorite Italian thing?
Well, like what? Clothes, food?
Clothes.
My grandfather's suits. All the suits that he made were fantastic.
Why do we know your grandfather? What has he ever done?
My grandfather?
Is he a suit maker?
This is how Scare Master works.
My grandfather was a tailor.
Oh, that's right. He worked with Al Capone.
Yeah, Frank Giuliano was a tailor.
Frank
Giuliano didn't work with him. He was a fucking
partner. He was his partner.
He was not a fucking partner.
He was his romantic partner.
He was no romantic partner, you
geeks. Wait a second.
My grandmother was, you know, my mom's... Christ. He was married. He had a wife. He had kids.
Right. Frank was a tailor on the south side of Chicago, back in the bad USA, back when Al Capone was gay.
In the heat of the summer
night. Oh, wait a second. No, not that tune. Not that tune. Wait a second. Can you hear this? Can you guys hear this?
Capone was not gay. He had more girls.
Made Frank Giuliani his own.
And he called his gang to war.
And said, shut the tailor's shop
door. I heard
my
mama cry. I heard her pray the night Chicago died.
Brother, what a fight it really was. Lord, it be.
I haven't heard that song in years.
When are you going to let me fix your car up, man?
Fix it up?
Yeah, let's shoehorn a new engine.
What? You're going to do engine work on my car?
Yes.
No way.
Why not?
Because you don't know what you're doing.
How about this? Let me just do the brakes.
Yeah, you do the brakes and I won't be able to stop.
What are you talking about? You won't be able to stop talking about how awesome your brakes are.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, you know what else is awesome? Is this song.
Yeah, this song is a song from a band.
Shut up! Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big 3 Podcast. Shut up!
Oh, wait a second.
Hi, once again, my name's Don.
My name is Walter. Walter Malinsky.
And I'm Scary Perry.
You can call me Mole. Now let me introduce my best friend. His name is Scary Perry. Go ahead, Scary Perry.
Shut up!
What's that?
You know, Perry, I would shut up if I were you. You're hanging in here by a thread. You're lucky we were even doing a show this week.
We're all lucky.
Oh, really?
We're doing a
yeah,
show.
Really.
What's
You were supposed to apologize for your fucking unbelievably stupid behavior to the point where I walked off the show. You haven't apologized at all. You gave a halfway apology, blaming me for everything wrong. Fuck you. So don't start out with screaming at me, you dumb motherfucker.
Why don't you apologize to me for always making fun of me and treating me like shit?
I'm
going to tell
you, I'm about ready to walk away from this thing. I'm having no fun at it, Perry. You better stop. You better fucking get your shit together.
I'm sorry.
What else have you got going in your fucking life? Stop it. You know, I do want to thank all the people that helped us on the VPN show a few weeks ago.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Shut the fuck up. You really helped us out. And I think guys like Dustin Hedberg and, you know, of course, Nicole Perez. She was really in the... Yeah, shut the fuck up! And of course...
All the Twitter bombing,
you know, and of course, Perry's manager, Nick Shadursky, really helped out a lot.
Yeah, it was Nick. Great.
Shut up!
All right, then I don't say nothing. Thank you.
Well, you cannot say nothing after we thank everybody.
I think it's a double negative.
What do you mean?
If you not say nothing means he's going to say something.
Oh, so that's the way you work it. Always trying to pull one on us.
It's pretty clever. I mean,
you are
a clever guy.
Very clever. Once again, thank you to the fans, because if it wasn't for you, I swear to you, this show would be over, because I don't like Perry at all. I don't like him as a human being, but your love of the show has keeping this thing going. Am I right on this, Mole?
I also like that you guys are best pals, like me and Scaremaster.
Who are you talking to?
I don't know who he's talking to.
You and Scaremaster and me, we're all best pals?
No, you might be best friends with him, but your taste is all in your foot. And I really...
What do you mean my taste is in my foot?
It's just that having Perry as a friend...
Yeah.
...is not a cool thing. I wouldn't put that on a pedestal. I wouldn't brag about it. Because to tell you the truth, he is what I like to call a pain-in-the-half Javajo piece of shit.
You know what? You piece of shit.
I would shut my mouth. I would shut my mouth.
Well, you want to throw one of those at me?
I'm not going to throw anything. No, this is to calm me down. It makes me feel good because I don't want to punch your stupid fucking broken neck ass. By the way, I will say something kind of cool that I saw you do. I saw you in the gym training.
Yes.
So you're going to fight William Randolph Hearst.
And then I'm going to fight you.
Oh.
And then I'm going to fight him.
Why you want to fight me? What did I do?
Oh, Perry.
I'm going to destroy all of you.
I would save me until the end because I'm going to beat the living shit out of you.
No, I'm going to save you for a second.
Really?
Because then I'm going to destroy... First I destroy William, then I destroy you, then I destroy him. Like nothing.
Let me ask you this. Now, you've been such a pussy on everything.
Because of my neck surgery.
So what's it going to be when we're fighting? Am I not allowed to say anything then?
I don't want to be the referee for that.
Hello, Mary Jane. By the way, I will say this. On the VPN show... It really showed what a brave person you were. You were the one that stopped Perry from making an ass of himself. So,
hey, I don't know why we're going to all fight each other. I mean, I understand William Randolph Hearst. He wants to fight you
because
he's been working
because
out.
He's
and he
a
took
chump.
He took his shirt off for that video and stuff.
I didn't steal nothing from him. He told me he's going to give it to me and that.
He's going to give it to you, all right. He's going to give it to you, but good.
I tried to promote his movie, and you gave me a bunch of shit about it.
Right. So you should give the money back.
What's the name of his movie? Yeah, I don't even know the name of the movie.
You're the one who took the money.
Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Thank you to everybody who helped us on that VPN. Now, here's something that somebody brought up, and it is kind of an amazing thing because it's once again, it proves what a fucking liar you are.
Liar?
Yeah.
Or a guy that doesn't have a great memory.
What did I do?
I would say you're a liar. You made a real ass of me during the week because last week I gave you $10 more than everyone else got because they said there's probably going to be an exchange rate and because we had $20 in Canadian money. And in Canadian money, I find out that $20 in Canadian money is equal to $18.47.
Thank you.
All right.
That's all of that.
And so originally I was going to give you the extra $10 for your work of trying to go and make that exchange. But you went online. I've asked you many times to not go online. You even left this phone message. Could you play that phone call real quick?
I was furious.
The name is Scary Perry. You know my number, and the money that came from Canada came to $18.47. I risked my case. I was ripped off. Ciao.
I'm having a real hard time understanding how you were ripped off. I gave you $10 more than everybody else, and I said the reason you're getting $10 more than everybody else is because you're going to have to go to the bank and have the exchange. What was it? 1847, so we're talking 53 cents, $1.53 difference. So you made all that money. Well, since you complained and you went online and you said what an asshole I am online, you know what? You're right. You don't deserve that extra money, which was $6.36. So what we're going to do, each of us, we're going to make a little more money, but we're going to take $6.36 out of your $10 shout-outs. So,
whoa,
I gave you extra money last week.
Yeah, and that seems especially harsh.
Are you kidding me? I'm tired of this fucking money hungry Javajo piece of garbage that fucking complains online about me. I gave you extra money to do that. You made $8.47 more than everybody else, but you complained. So you're right. Let's just do it, and we'll just split the $6.36. That's not harsh. That's the way it goes. You want to complain about money, you fucking dog? All I do is spend money on this show, and all you do is complain. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you.
Counterpoint. All right. And your floor.
Kiss my ass.
All right. Okay. Here's another chance where Perry shows what an asshole he is by his constant lies.
Constant lies. I got to hear this one.
Okay, I will. It falls under the heading of the pilot that you guys did for the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection on last week's show.
Okay.
What happened? A lot of people liked Lisa Marie. They thought she was great.
Yeah.
She's very professional. What I like about her is her professionalism.
Yes, she was good, but you know what people said? Okay, what they said is that Perry was dragging the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection down.
It's my show.
And you're the one fucking it up.
Hold on. I'm the one fucking up my own show.
Are they auditioning people for the role?
I'm the one fucking up my own show.
I guess, yes. That's what people are saying. Whoa. I'm not the one to say it. I was the one that gave you your break, you fucking scum. I've been on your side. It's the fans that think you're the one that sucks. But I don't even want to
talk. I think he's awesome. I really think he's... Scaremaster's reaching the top.
Is there anything you can say bad about him? You're his best friend.
Throw something out at me. Say something about Scaremaster. I'll try to say something bad about it.
His trail of murders that he's had.
You know what? A person is a person. You know, you can't be mad at a wolf for being a wolf. That's what he is. He's a tiger, man. He crawls like a viper through these suburban streets. You know what I mean? That's who he is.
I just got the real feeling you're not going to say anything bad about him at
all. Try something else.
Thank you, Mo.
His lack of style.
You know what you call lack of style? Other people call it visionary. You know, he was the first one wearing North Face fanny packs, and now who's wearing North Face? Everybody.
Nope. Name one other person.
I don't know. I open up Us Weekly, and it seems like every other person is wearing North Face now.
And if they did wear that, would they wear one big enough to put a log in there?
Well, I think that's what they like about the North Face, is that it's a true pouch. It holds everything that you need.
It's
not just a couple pieces of paper.
I just don't think that you're going to say anything bad about him.
Thank you, Mo. And let me say something to you, my friend.
Yeah. You're going to beat me up last?
What?
You're going to beat me up last?
Downstairs when you were reaching in my car and shit, that I did not approve of. And,
oh, my God. When did that happen?
And started swinging at you and shit.
I remember.
I'll apologize for that.
You were swinging at him again.
Yeah, because he fucking reached into the car and started...
Just to say hello.
Grabbing on
him with the tie. Like
this is a guy that you call a friend.
You know what? He gets... You know what? When I jumped in the car, I think he thought that someone was attacking me. So I think he was punching past me to get at my attackers when he was punching me.
Perry was scared he was getting molested. That's what he said.
That's right.
Did you really think that Mole was going to molest you?
No.
You've known him 21 years almost, and he's never touched you ever.
How many times have I molested you?
No comment.
I can tell you.
Can't tell you how many times you've sexually molested me.
I'd like to hear this.
Sexually molested you?
I have repressed memories of things that Scaremaster has done to me.
Well, tell us one time.
One time, I was asleep in my trailer, and I woke up, and he was shaving my legs. He was trying to pull my pants down and shave my legs.
Whoa.
This is hilarious. And
I remember when he put your hand in boiling hot water.
Put my hand in boiling hot water.
I remember that, like it was yesterday.
Yeah, because you told me to.
He wrecked my house.
Your house? You mean the the camper that we had on the film set.
That's right. You wrecked it.
Hey, can I point out
Burt
another
Ward? with Burt Ward?
Right, with toilet paper.
Toilet papering the house.
Thanks a lot.
AKA paper macheing your little camper.
Enough. Imagine if I would have wrecked
his bullshit into your life if he did that to you.
He did do it to me.
Oh, really? Imagine if I went over and toilet papered 7722 Cedar Boulevard.
And then bragged about it. Guess what I did?
Then he's going to talk shit about where I live.
Oh, my God. It was already cut out. All right, anyway, I want to prove once again what an asshole Perry is.
What an asshole I am, or an asshole you want to eat. Oh,
speaking of assholes I want to eat, that's what this whole thing has to deal with. I got a Facebook message from Sam Stewart, who brought up a very good point, because you tried telling Lisa Marie that when you were talking about eating her asshole on a previous podcast.
Oh, my God. I never said that we had sex. I never said we had sex. I
think you did.
Any oral sex or any vaginal sex or any fucking my dick
all
down.
Right,
or,
right,
I never
right,
said
right.
any of that.
Stop right there.
I might have
Stop
said.
Stop right there. Stop right there. Let's listen to exactly what you said. Now, before you play this, this is from a previous Big Three podcast, I believe during the Ace Broadcasting days. If you would, hit it.
And also.
Shut up.
Did you add in something about a dream that I had?
Shut up.
And then having a tunnel like Lisa Marie Bolick that'll.
Who's that?
What do you mean, who's that? You know Lisa, my old co-host.
I know.
The one with the long tongue like yours.
Oh, yeah. Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude. She's good at everything.
Really? You should put some
She's
mistletoe
good at everything.
Over that.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh-huh.
She eats your ass? That's got to be
fucking crazy.
Did she pay $10 for the shout-out?
Doesn't matter.
No shout-out.
By the way, if you're an ass eater.
If your name is related to Lisa's, get her to get back in touch with me.
She won't contact you anymore?
I haven't been able to find her at all.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because of the boyfriend she had in Boston.
Do you think it's the way you talk about her when she's not around? Huh. What do you think, Perry?
That doesn't mean that I said that she ate my ass.
You just did.
That did not say I said she ate my ass.
Say that one more time.
That does not say I said she ate my ass. I said she does. She's great at everything.
Let's try it again.
She ate my ass.
Okay.
That does not mean you fucking word placing pieces of shit.
You might be right. Let's listen to it again.
God!
Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude, she's good at everything.
Really?
You should put some
she's
mistletoe
good at
over
everything.
That.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh-huh.
She eats your ass?
It sounds like when Dan asks you if she did that to you, and you go, uh-huh, it sounds like you're saying that she did it.
Yeah, and then
it
you say she'll go down
like,
on you,
what do you say?
And then eat your ass, too.
When you go, uh-huh, and when you go, hey, did that happen? And you went, uh-huh. So what did you really mean when you went, uh-huh?
Maybe we misunderstood him. Good point.
Play that
God, you guys are...
What did you mean by that?
I tried to make it sound like, yeah, we had something happening emotionally and physically, but no, it did not mean that we had sex.
I gotta tell you something. Yeah. Lisa seems like she loves goofing around a lot, yet I've never heard her goof around that way. She always denies that she's had any relationship with you at all.
That's right, because we never had any sexual relationship.
Yeah, but what about that time when Dan asked you if you did that thing with that lady and you were all like, uh-huh?
Let's just hear that part again real
quick. One more time.
Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude. She's good at everything.
Really?
You should put some
She's
mistletoe
good at everything.
Over
everything.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh-huh.
She eats your ass? See? You said,
It sounds
uh-huh.
like you say uh-huh.
I said uh-huh, but I didn't mean
uh-huh.
that.
Uh-huh.
Meaning uh-huh, like, yes, uh-huh. she's probably good at it. I didn't say her and I had sex.
Huh. Let's see if you did say that. Let's take it back there again. Play that again. Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude, She's good at everything.
Really? You should put some mistletoe over that.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh-huh.
She eats your ass? You see, so clearly he said that he had sex with her.
I did not say we had sex.
I'm starting to go over to Scaremaster side on this one. I really am.
I don't know. Listen to the whole thing. So
let me hear one more time.
Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude. She's good at everything.
Really? You should put some mistletoe over everything.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh-huh.
She eats your ass?
Jesus. See, you're a word twister.
I think I'm going over Scaremaster's side. When he says,
all right.
When you said, did it happen? He goes, uh-huh.
Now, what did Lisa Marie say when she heard that you said that? Because I know that that was online, and I know she made a comment about it. What'd she say?
She was pissed.
Oh, was she
pissed? She was pissed off at me. She said, I said that we had sex.
What did you tell
and
her?
I denied it. And she said, she even said to me, like you're saying to me, that I'm lying about it. So I feel bad to make Lisa think that I said that we had sex, because no fucking way did I ever say we had sex.
Well, there's that one time when Dan asked you to play that thing.
Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude, she's good at everything.
Really? You should put some mistletoe over that.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh-huh.
She eats your ass?
Uh-huh.
See, there, again, I got to say, Lisa and I both agree that you did say that. Mole, what's your feeling?
I tell you, I don't know. I'm on the fence. I think it sounds like Scaremaster saying, uh-huh, but at the same time, when he's got the North Face and that turquoise shirt, how can you not believe him?
Yeah, you got a point. You know what?
Thank you.
Let's just drop the whole thing, because I think it's time that we let you, the home listener, get involved in the show. It's time once again for our $10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-outs.
$10 shout-out.
All right, Mole, why don't you start this right here?
I like this one. Pleased to have Mole read this. Hey, Mo, you know who it is? It's me, Albert. Since Perry never wants to be your best friend, I think I should be your best friend. I know you're a famous podcast guy, and I'm just a brake mechanic, nice, from Kenosha, Wisconsin, but I think we would get along great. Here are some things I like. Getting so baked, rooting for the Packers.
Short, the Fudge Packers.
Short $10 shout-outs and high fives. Like all those things. Here's some things I don't like. Blowing casting agents, scamming the government, using the F-A-G word, murdering my father, suing my friends and family. Thanks. Your new best friend, Albert Borkowski. Nice. And he's
another
Italian like me. P.S. Why does Perry always freak out? What did you do? Thank you, Albert. Or should I say new best pal?
Wow, you're the luckiest guy in the world.
Scaremaster, not really still my best pal, but. You see how it works with Albert. Don't cry, seriously. Don't cry.
I'm not crying.
Oh, is that you acting right there? That's really good. Really good. All right, here's our next one.
Oh, God.
Dear Big Three, my brother and I are huge fans of your podcast. However, we are tired of Mole and Don suggesting that Perry is gay. It's not funny. It's just plain childish. Well, first of all, if I can say this, I think I've been your biggest supporter in trying to get people to stop from saying that.
Thank you.
Do you agree with that?
Thank you.
I agree. I think Scaremaster should stop saying that so much. I mean, Scaremaster,
I don't say that I'm gay.
Stop, whatever you say.
All right, let me read on. Perry made one mistake 20 years ago, and he hasn't made one since. Perry is not, and they put not in capital letters, Perry is not gay. This brings me to my problem. Last Friday, my brother and I were listening to your podcast in the tub, as we do each week. Perry did one of his classic Wolfman Jack impressions, and I became laughing so hard that I lost track of my big toe and it accidentally slipped into my brother's rectum. Oh, it was a mistake, and I don't feel as though this made either one of us gay. I would appreciate any insights Perry may have. Big Three, the Kuto Brothers, Rochester, Massachusetts. P.S. I can't help but feel as though Perry is at least partially to blame, as it was his impression that caused all the trouble. Please be more careful in the future.
Dead right, man. You better not take a fucking toe up the ass.
Wait a minute. When did Wolfman
you better not take a fucking toe up the ass.
Wolfman, you're part of the gang.
You got that right.
Okay. Wow. That, well, you are like a little playful little munchkin today, aren't you? By the way, I've noticed that these letters are getting shorter and shorter. Thank you, fans.
You know, they're concise and to the point.
Get this one from over.
Hey, dear Big Two and sexually confused Javajo. Perry, in my last shout-out, I told you how my cousin Rico played hopscotch in your a-hole for the price of a few rocks of crack in 1993. You denied this claim, and this left me in a state of confusion. On one hand, I'm probably your biggest fan. On the other hand, you're a confirmed liar, and you have a long history of giving man love to get what you want. And Rico never lies. Rico was once awarded the Presidential Medal of Honesty by President Clinton, so I'd believe him over dirty, gypsy, bisexual any day of the week. I know you're going to say you don't remember, but you suffer from a head injury-related disability, Perry. How do you even know what you do? I asked Rico to explain himself, and he said he gave you three rocks of crack in 93 for $50, but you never paid him for the crack. Then he told you you were, quote, in trouble, and the next thing he knew... you were raping his penis with your mouth and anus. Sound familiar, Perry? Word on the street is that you raped another man's penis in 92 for a $40 acting gig. Are you currently raping Uncle Sam for piles of disability dollars? Before you deny these claims, ask yourself, how do you know you don't know your disability prevents you from knowing? What's your address? Is it on Reseda Boulevard? Is it 7722 or something?
Why don't you shut your fucking mouth, cocksucker?
Who? Who are you talking
to?
Love Beefcake James.
I told you last week. You keep talking my ass.
Talk to Beefcake.
You're going
to
lose your fucking teeth.
Talk to
Beefcake. You're not going to break
James.
Your fucking mouth.
Why are you talking to me? What did I do? Talk to Beefcake James.
Talking to that son of a bitch sitting over there with that fucking baseball cap on.
Beefcake James wrote this, right? And what did he say?
You read the letter, and when you see my address, you go over it, and you don't write it.
It wasn't even your address. He
write
said,
it. No, he didn't write it.
He asked you what your address was, dude. He said, what's your address?
You see,
is it on Reseda Boulevard? Question mark. Is it 7722 or something? He doesn't know. He's asking.
In all fairness, he doesn't really give you your complete address.
You did move?
I moved.
When we're having a moving party.
Moved back to Canoga Park.
You did.
Okay, here's our last $10 shout out.
Let's get a place together. No.
That's right. You're looking for a roommate.
Thank you.
That wouldn't be a bad idea.
Get a place in the city.
So then when we had the big chili dinner over at Perry's place,
it ain't gonna
it'd be
happen.
At your place.
Let's just
too.
Get a place in the city.
It's not going to happen.
Why don't we get a place in the city?
First off, you wouldn't eat my chili because of the type of chili I make.
What kind of type of chili do you
make? Well, the last one that I made was chicken gizzards and chicken hearts.
Are you serious?
Damn right.
Do you ever put male
thing?
Semen in there?
Oh, you make dog food flavor.
No, not that's dog
food flavor. That's what they use for dog food.
Well, that's what some people.
Wow.
No, that's the dog
you
food.
You really carry this religion to another level. That's
so
unbelievable.
You make dog
it's
chili.
It's not a religious.
Dog chili.
Oh, God,
then why would you do it? It's got to be terrible.
Because it's what I like.
Do you mix the dry in with the wet?
Shut up.
I don't think that's an unfair question. All right, let me read this one. Dear Big Three, I've made my living as a professional computer hacker for the past 23 years, and I'm really good at what I do. During that time, I've been asked by many of my employers my opinion on information that I've become privy to. Again, I want to make myself clear. I am not coming back to the podcast and continue my work as the editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
Oh. Better not, motherfucker. Because when I find out where you are, where you live...
You don't even know who this is.
Yeah, it's Huey Quick III. And I
right.
find out
Spoiler
where you
alert.
Live.
I think I know where that guy lives.
And,
I think I know where he lives.
I find out who you are for real, and I'm going to report you to the U.S. government for the fucking hacking that you do. You pile of shit.
May I read on?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'd just like to share my opinions of your problem that you have on your podcast. As I've said before, I hate the Javajo gypsy with a passion of hatred that I've never felt before. But this isn't about my hatred towards the brain dead boy. It's more about my love for the other two angels of the podcast and Mary Jane.
Aww.
Let's look at the trail of this true moronic American icon named the Scaremaster. His loyalty to the show is ridiculous because he has no loyalty to the only thing that has ever been good in his life. He'll steal money from his co-stars and have no problem doing it.
What?
I'm just reading what he says. You have stolen from me.
That was some time ago.
No, what about at Sundance? You took $50 and then you took some other, not a big
Whatever.
Deal. He's just right. He's picked the bones of a dead American hero by stealing his logo from him. He is tormenting his sick aunt. He has left a long list of murders that he's gotten away with. He may have ruined the Big Three with his stupidity by believing in people that turned him against the group. So my advice to you guys is you should drop him. This fool doesn't have the capabilities to do the right thing, so he will always let you guys down. Oh.
About my aunt.
Let me finish. Oh, one more thing. He's never denied that he's gay. Your loyal fan, friend, and former worker, Hugh A. Craig III, former editor-in-chief of Perry Leaks.
I am not gay. I'm not a faggot. I'm not a homosexual. I'm straighter than an arrow, and that's the fact. Every girl that knows me knows that I'm a lover of women. Now, about seeing
you should
my
say
aunt,
you should say that's a hey, fact, Jack.
You should
off.
Say that.
That is a fact, Jack.
Jack off. Hey, let's do this real quick. And that was today's $10 shout outs.
$10 shout out.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, about my aunt,
yes.
I stopped by to see her today and I was
wearing
weren't
allowed to.
No, it's not that I wasn't allowed to. It was the fact that what happened last time, I was depressed when I saw her and I acted totally depressed when I was there, and that's why I was told to not come back for a while. So I stayed away for a little while. And then I went back to see her today wearing the warm, lovable T-shirt that Dean Cherry and his newly wedded wife got me in Chicago with the
Wait a minute. Hold on. Dean Cherry, that's a guy that's a fan of the show.
Right.
Did he pay $10 to get that shout out?
Does he have to?
Yeah, you can't mention his name.
Well, unless, what did you get? That shirt right there?
Yeah, he gave me two shirts.
So I think we're going to have to share the shirts.
We can't share the shirts.
Yes, we share the shirts.
I'm not taking the shirt off.
Well, bring in the other shirt and we'll swap the shirts around.
They're too small for you two. You guys are both extra large.
I thought I heard a phone call coming through. Can we put that through for us, please?
Oh, I bet I know who it is.
Hello, babies. Hello.
Hi, Mr. Adams.
Hey, Adams.
Mr.
Adams.
Don't call me your baby.
Listen, before anything else, I would like to congratulate Mr. Barnes on once again picking a perfect bracket in the JQA company pool.
Thank you.
And what with what you put down under there. It should be set for quite some time, sir. Mm-hmm. Good on you. Good
on
you.
Nice.
Did you wire it to the Gaymans?
Yes. Did I wire? Yes, I wired it to the Caymans, and then I wired myself to the Gaymans. The Gaymans choir, that is.
You like that.
Funny.
Guys.
You know what, Walter? I do like their singing, because I'll tell you something. They come prepared. Come indeed, right, Scaremaster?
Whatever.
Listen, man. Listen. I apologize, but I'm woefully disappointed. I had asked everyone to please pen a ditty for WCHTM, and so far nobody has their song. Mr. Barnes, have you written a song for the musical?
Well, I was going to write one, but it's an ASCAM violation.
Well, that's understandable. All right, that's understandable. Perry, have you done one? No, you haven't.
Nobody
haven't.
Asked me
not
to.
Done
yeah, he
one.
Did.
No,
yeah,
you
yeah,
did
yeah,
not
yeah,
do a song. Oh, and God. I'm guessing Walter?
I have the lyrics to the one you had this
Listen,
week.
Walt Mole, please. Listen, I was going to act petulant and claim I had no song, but...
Well, I have a song. I have a song. I did a song.
Oh, you do?
Yep.
You, well... That's all right. Let's hear Walter's song. Let's hear it.
Brock Lobster! Brock Lobster! Brock Lobster! Brock Log out of the ocean!
Stop, stop, stop. Oh, listen, stop this abomination, please. For God's sakes, this is the problem, precisely. Here's the problem. It's been way too much focus on everyone else. This is the story of Stone. The people want to hear him sing. Not Brock, not Big Lou, even though Mr. Barnes' voice of an angel.
Thank you.
This week, can we agree, only Stone sings. Understood?
All right. It
depends on what the song is. Let's see what it's called.
I have a song, and this comes from Stone's heart. Now, let's get this going. I'll help you out in the background, Scaremaster, but please, own this one.
Sounds
Scaremaster.
What's the music to?
Here we go. I think we all know this one.
Lone Again Naturally. That's the music from the night. Here we go, Perry.
I'm the guy you're gonna meet when you're out there on the street. I'm the man called Stone, and I'm all alone in the windy city heat. The years have passed me by, and all I do is wonder why. Anyone would care about my thinning hair and my broken neck and shoulders. I've seen better days, and the gays all seem to know me. No matter how I scream and yell, they all just want to blame me. But that's just not my game. I think you know my name. It's stone again, stone free. So think that only yesterday I was young, Italian and gay. But I never blew you knew who. I jerked him and said good day, but as if to knock me down, I'm treated like a clown. Like I'm old and dumb and the girls don't come like an orgasm, leaving me to doubt. Forget about still getting stronger. It's not the script, but on my face where my lines are getting longer. When I say that I'm not gay, I mean I'm in the happy way. It's stone again, stone fury. It seems to me that there's a movie folks want to see that I could star in. Lower the bar in me and Big Lou and Stone Rock too. Wonderful, Perry, wonderful. Just, you're owning it and I love it.
Really
now
good.
Here's
thank
where
you.
The Stone Fury dancers all come out. They have their guitars covering their downstairs. They have their tearaway tracksuits. They come to the front, jazz hands, leaning over, turning around, leaning over, grabbing the bottom ankles of their tearaway tracksuits and ripping off. And the tracksuits are off. Now they've just had their guitars to hide their bottoms. And they turn, and spin the guitars. Yes, yes. Oh, and they slide the hands up and down the necks. And here we go. It's stone again.
Stone Fury.
Now looking back over the years, through all the laughs and tears, I remember I cried when my cookie died, the hero of the naval queers. And at 230 pounds, the North Face can't make it around. I'll fanny pack it up, I'm gonna fill my cup and go back to drinking Jack Tate. Forget about the crimes and the times I really blew it. If there's some hope, I'll be the dope to screw it or to sue it. I feel like I should quit. Then I remember I'm the shit. I'm stone, my friend. Stone free.
It's stone again.
Stone fury.
Yeah!
Wow.
I accept that
and
song.
I'll tell you, I love that it ends with the flautist. I love it. So
yeah, I accept that song.
I'm sorry. I told myself
actually,
if I was to cry, I would give myself something to sob about. And it looks like I'll be burning little Johnny's tummy with a cigarello tonight.
Is that good, Scaremaster? Good.
Did you that's wonderful. Try going to a wedding in 2015 and not hearing this song. Next stop, Hitsylvania, gentlemen.
He's joking with us. Are you joking?
Don't do that.
If I was joking about singing, I'd ask you all how many female vocalists it takes to sing My Funny Valentine.
All of them, apparently.
Yes, apparently it does. It does. Anywho, listen. I'm off to cry once more into my crusty night sock. Welly, welly, well done, Scaremaster.
Thank
well,
you.
See you later, Mr. Adams. Old.
Have a good night, Mr. Bye. Adams.
You wow, know, he loved that. Scaremaster, he loved that.
What was cool, I'm twisting. You guys want to say gay, like homosexual gay? I'm saying gay in a happy
that's
way.
That's what that song said.
That's how I looked at it.
Okay, here's can how I look I at it. Why is everybody kissing his ass? That was terrible. You didn't keep up.
I couldn't.
Okay,
I don't know.
It was very bland. I don't know why everybody kisses his ass every time. Oh, that was good. That was good. It wasn't good.
It wasn't. No, I agree. It wasn't good.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, you may.
I went to the ocean. I couldn't ignite my apple cherry with tobacco. Somebody went under the Brock. It's Brock Lobster. Brock Lobster.
More. That's even
Brock
worse.
Lobster.
I understand. Oh, it's
sketchy,
Brock
right?
Lobster. Brock Lobster.
Thank you. It's sketchy. All right, just think about it.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
You nailed that one, Scaremaster.
I don't think that's true.
I didn't nail it. I did
think
not
you should
nail
practice it.
You can claim that you nailed it.
I
disagree.
I agree with
but
Don.
I know this. Right now, it's 60 seconds with Perry. Go!
Go! You love to yell. So, you know what? I'm going to yell back. Now, 66 with Scary has a company called Scary Perry Skateboards. You know what? Shut your fucking mouth, asshole.
Could I have a piece of
And you know what? It's ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
Look at this.
Order skateboard decks. Order skateboard t-shirts. ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
Try that, dude.
Order skateboard decks and skateboard t-shirts. ScaryPerrySkateboards.com.
Scaremaster. Try that peanut brittle and also try this peppermint bark. Here, hold on. Eat that.
No. Oh,
Jesus
Adam.
Christ. Again, order skateboard decks.
Try
and
the peanut brittle differently from the peppermint bark. Not
order
the same
skateboard
time.
Decks and
just
skateboard
try it.
T-shirts.
See if you like it. See if you even like it, dude. You don't even know if you like it.
Scary
try
Perry,
that peppermint bark.
Stop!
And that was 60 Seconds with Perry.
Now, always fucking with me.
Who's fucking with you?
Bully you.
You want us to take away this 60 Seconds with Perry? We can do that.
You
want to end
he
it?
He should do a sex campaign and have the, he should do a peanut brittle sex campaign because that's what the people would like to see.
Yeah, that might be good.
Yeah.
You have your sex campaigns ready?
I don't have my computer.
What?
He has it in his memory today. I have two notes if he doesn't remember.
My printer is down, so I don't have anything on
paper. Let me ask you a question, Scare Master. Why don't you just do a sexcapade from one of the times that you made love to a lady this week?
No.
Do it. Go start now with the peanut brittle. Go do it now.
But the chick I'm going to talk about is a chick that I met some years ago at Lea Carrillo Beach. Check this shit out. I pull up, you know, I pull over to the beach, walk down the rocks and shit.
Did you park? Do you pay to park, or do you park up on the street?
I parked down in the PCH. Now I walk down to the beach
because if you pay $10, you can go down there and you can park right on the.
That's at Zuma.
No, that's everywhere.
That's Lea Carrillo. There's a campsite right there.
Anyhow,
you go back onto the PCH, and then there's like the north side and the south side of the rocks, tide pools.
So I'm down to Lea Carrillo.
You ever go out in the tide pools and
shut up, Jagoff! Shut the fuck up! Shut your fucking mouth!
Sea anemones, sea anemones.
Done.
He asked you a question. He's in a conversation. And
no!
You start screaming like a lunatic?
Why should I? Why is he throwing food?
It's not. It's peppermint bark, dude. So what happened?
Walked down to the beach.
By
she
the sea?
Me.
By the tide pools or north of the tide pools?
Why can't you answer him? Perry, why can't you answer him?
Because I was
grabbing
Perry,
something. Don't eat the potato chips. That's not part of the bark. That's not Thank food you. From today.
Thank you.
Where'd the sex come in?
I walked down to the beach.
Thank you, Mary Jane.
Lay down my towel, looked at the girl.
Did you go to the sea, tide pool, see the sea anemones?
No.
Why can't you answer him?
I said no. Please. When you assholes ask me questions, stop
Who's an
talking
asshole?
Over me. Not you.
Don't.
I was asking you if you ever went to the tide pools.
You move. Why'd you move? Because more.
He's got water fucking fired at me.
Did you fire water
yeah,
at him?
Yeah, he's shooting water at me.
Like the clown thing.
Motherfucker!
The clown thing with the boy mouth.
Perry, what are you
I'm
doing?
I'm gonna beat the shit out of him.
Sit down. Sit down. Perry, last chance, and then I'm going to get involved. Please sit down. There you go. Wasn't that hard? What are you taking swings at him for?
Come on, do it again.
Ow! Ow!
Sit down.
Ow!
Sit down, Perry. What did you just do to him?
It was this thing that this guy, that Steven Seagal taught me in Japan.
So you're pretty tough. I didn't know that.
No, God, no. It's like they call it the handshake of the broken arm.
How's your arm, Perry?
It's all right. But see, he was able to get a hold of me. See, normally I wouldn't allow that to happen.
Totally.
Normally that would have never happened.
I know.
So you're training to fight William Randolph Hearst.
I'm training to fight everybody.
Well, why don't
you want to fight me? What did I do?
Perry, why don't you challenge William Randolph Hearst? This is where you get a chance to talk about him because he's made you look like a fucking idiot.
He's the one that looks like the fucking idiot.
I don't think so. I think more people thought he looked pretty cool and you look like a fucking pussy. So why don't you challenge him
a
little
like
bit?
I look like the fucking pussy?
Yeah.
A guy that's Leg pressing 1,000 pounds?
Who's
That's my guy.
You're bench pressing 1,000 pounds.
Leg pressing.
Come on, Ski Master. Come on.
You're leg pressing 1,000 pounds. On. What are you doing?
I'm going to show you the picture.
Let me see what's in the fanny pack, finally. So finally, let me see what's in the fanny pack.
Sit your ass down.
I apologize. I thought when you were unzipping the fanny pack, I thought you were finally let me
I'm
see
not unzipping my fanny pack. I'm getting out my phone so I could show down the picture.
1,000 pounds.
I want to see that too, dude.
I'm going to have a hard time believing in this.
Hold on.
You don't need to hold the phone.
Let us see a picture, dude. If it's really 1,000 pounds, is that some BS? Is that some computer graphicing?
God damn!
What?
Down?
That's not 1,000 pounds.
It. Let us see it.
Well, that's the one that was online.
Yeah.
All right, well, I've seen it.
Okay.
Ignorant asshole.
What? Hold on a second. If I'm such an ignorant A-word, then how come I love the best Thai food around? The Thai food you can only get at the one and only What the Huck.
Yeah, that's right. For the finest in Thai cuisine, it's What the Huck. 323-654-7952. It's What the Huck.
323-654-7952. What the Huck.
Tres, dos, tres, cinco, cuatro, siete, nueve, cinco, dos.
By the way, you get a 5% discount if you mention this podcast when ordering the number 16.
Ordering a 16-year-old?
Why does everything turn to perversion with
him? Well, because he likes child pornography and he used to hang out in front of that high school in his truck and wait for girls
to come. Oh, yeah, I hung out in front of a high school in my truck.
We're trying to do a damn fucking commercial here. And, you're
and you guys like to fuck with my commercial every time.
Let me ask you a question, Scaremaster.
Let me ask you a question, Mo. Why don't you shut your fucking mouth?
Well, I'm just trying to ask
you a statement.
But why don't you tell me?
I'm doing my fucking commercial, what's you fucking deal
with,
loser.
What's the deal with the Jabbaho Memorial Day? What do you guys do for? What's the deal with it? I mean, do you guys like you play fetch? Do you? What do you do? How do you spend the day? I know you wake up, you roll over.
Well, the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection, is it returning?
Well, I'll tell you this: I have some good news and I have some bad news. What do you want to hear first?
The bad news, the good news.
Bad news.
Okay, I really believe in my heart of hearts, VPN is not interested in bringing you guys on right now.
Right now.
What's the good news?
Well, and then let me explain this. It might not be on content. It might be because of the fact you guys don't have a big fan base.
And also, you know, the other thing, too, that I've been hearing around there is that they like her a lot, but maybe they just swap Scaremaster out for some other talent, let someone else try to co-host it, and that could propel
Excuse me, it's my show.
It doesn't matter who hosts it,
it's my show.
I know you, so you...
Excuse me, asshole!
Always be
remembered
as
the original. It's my show!
Always be
remembered as the original. I'm the one in charge of that
listen,
show!
You'll still be
that thought
of...
That show doesn't go on!
You're like Jack Carr. Listen,
fucking show!
You're like the original guy. And they'll go like, God, remember the original guy?
Then buy it from me.
You're like Jack
Carr. Then buy it from me.
No one's buying it.
Here's what I'd like to ask. And this might be able to make you feel good. So if I get in a big fight with you and we get in an argument and I kick you out of the show and I do something, would you be really upset if I co-hosted with Lisa Marie the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection?
Dan would you be great upset? That. Dan would be great.
I would sue you for it.
Why?
Because it's my show.
Okay, but I'm asking, would it upset you?
No, not if
not at all.
Not if we were doing it together.
Let's say that I cut you completely out and it was just Lisa Marie and I.
Then I'd have to sue you for
would
it.
Would you be upset is the question.
No, not
you,
upset.
Not at upset.
Not upset. It would be a lawsuit. Because you would be stealing my show. You'd be making money off of my show.
No, he'd be doing, but he'd be putting his
rich
own.
He'd be
doing his own
show.
Thing. He'd be making it his own thing, though. Daniel
what
Dan
I said,
puts his own spin
what
on
if
him.
I said the Pure Rock Comedy Resurrection?
Oh, there you go. No, it's
the
different.
Same fucking
no,
thing.
No, it isn't.
No,
it's completely
different.
Let me tell you this. In the movie Help,
You know, the only difference, there was another movie called Help, but they put the exclamation point at the one with the Beatles, and that's how they got away with it. If we switch comedy,
all you gotta do is change the you think.
If I called it the Pure Rock and Comedy mark. Resurrection,
there's still a court scene.
There could be two of them.
There'll still be a court scene.
All I'm interested in, I don't think that I'm gonna do it, but I'm just wondering, if I did that, would that upset you?
Of course.
Good. That's all I wanted to know. So I'm just trying to figure out little things that would upset you.
So you can fucking piss me off again.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, you're not going to fuck me on this. You better not.
I can do whatever I want. But.
Seriously.
Do you want the good news?
Look,
do you want the good news?
I need to hear Sirius right now.
Okay.
Yahoo Sirius. Remember Yahoo Sirius?
Australian guy. He was the Pauly Shore of Australia.
Yeah, he was like young Einstein.
Sirius between
Yahoo Sirius played the didgeridoo.
Whatever happened to him?
It was more like a didgeridoo.
Excuse me.
What
sir?
Happened to him? Do you know?
Mr. Barris.
Hold on a second. Bing it. Scare message. Let me see your phone. I want to bing Yahoo Sirius.
You're not seeing
my
fucking
phone. Borrow your phone for 2 seconds.
Why?
Because.
You don't have the interweb on there?
Look at me, please.
Okay, I'm looking at you.
This is serious.
All right, I'm listening.
Is everything okay with the comedy Pure Rock Resurrection returning?
I think it's a Pure Rock Comedy Resurrection.
No, that's if I took it over because I'd need to protect myself against
lawsuits.
Why
don't you just call it a
why don't you just fuck me, aren't
you?
I'll tell you what I would do. I guarantee you one thing I wouldn't do if I took over the Pure Rock Comedy Resurrection. My co-host Lisa, I would never mention that I ate her ass on a.
I never said that I ate her ass.
Yeah, except for that one time.
I never said I ate her ass.
When did he say this time?
I never said I ate her ass.
All right, let's listen to this. Is she good at eating ass?
Oh, dude, she's good at everything.
Really? You should put some mistletoe over
everything.
Oh, I do kind of remember her. Wow.
She'll go down on you and eat your ass all at the same time.
Has she ever done that to you?
Uh huh.
She eats your ass? You did say.
I never said, and even in this, I never said I ate her ass.
According to what we
discussed. All I said was, uh-huh.
Wait a second, he's
That's
right.
That's all I you said, did, uh-huh.
He did. He's right, Scammer's right. He never said.
All I said was, uh-huh.
He never said he did that to her. He said she did that to him.
And even that, I didn't even say she did that
to
me.
Yes, you did.
No, you did say
I
that.
I just said, uh-huh.
Yeah,
all I said
oh,
was,
yeah,
uh-huh.
You did.
All I said was, uh-huh.
No,
does
then,
uh-huh mean that
but
I
you
fucking,
said
does
you go
uh-huh
down on,
mean we had sex of any sort?
Here's the good news that I didn't tell you earlier, though. If you'd like, Simply Down the Podcast Network is going to have a more expanded lineup.
Okay.
And if you would like, with you and Lisa, not on this show, we wouldn't interfere with this anymore, but we would do a comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
The comedy Pure Rock Resurrection.
Once a month.
Or the Pure Rock Comedy Resurrection.
Once a month.
Okay.
All right. And here's what I'd like to do. The very first show, I'd like you to have Eric Slade on.
Wrong.
Why?
The very first show must have Naomi Nektar on.
Who's
because Naomi Nektar, the leader of Kissing the Salt, was on the little video stick that Doug DeLuca gave me when we were doing, I think, one or two different shows together at the club in North Hollywood.
Paladino's?
Burbank. Not Paladino's, that's Tarzana. I forget the name of the
club. Oh, I forget how boring you can be.
Red Robins?
What do you? Why would we have this girl on? Nobody knows who the fuck this girl
Everybody
is.
Knows Naomi.
Naomi Nektar?
Kissing the Salt?
Kissing the Salt.
Do you know her?
Just from what Scaremaster said in the last minute or so.
Why don't you have them both on?
Naomi's the first show and then Eric's the second show.
Okay.
You got a lot of faith in the show.
I do have a lot of faith in the show.
You think it's going to be better than the Big Three podcast?
It'll be better than the last Comedy Pure Rock Resurrection on...
Will it be better than the Big Three podcast in Europe?
I don't have it. I have no clue. I'm not going to say yes. I'm not going to say no.
Well, can we come on as guests?
Comical guests, maybe.
No,
maybe in a future show. but not on the first or second show.
Why not? Because of Naomi Nektar and because of Slade on the second show, and now we're on the third show? All right, we'll be on the third show.
We should write some songs.
Yeah, let's get the band back together.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, I know what I could do.
What's that?
Brock Lobster. I went into the ocean. Brock Lobster.
Anyway, I think it's time we get to the best thing that we do on this show. This is something that people both near and far seem to enjoy this more than anything we've ever done. It's time once again to do a little thing I like to call mole play.
Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play!
Now, if you've never heard Mole Play before, Mole Play is an improv game we play here on this show. This is where Mole will come up with some sort of idea. He'll come in, he'll cast the scene. Then Mole will direct the scene. What we don't know, what is going to be happening on today's Mole Play?
Hey, you guys.
Hey, Mole.
A lot of times people go, hey, Mole Play deals with some mature subject matter, and there's a lot of kids listening, so... I just want people to know that mole play is not for everyone.
No,
and
it's not.
For the faint of heart, turn away now.
Okay, before you get into this, I have to tell you something that's been bothering me for over a month now. When Perry bit my nipple, I've never felt more violated. I recently started taking some therapy.
Lobster! Today's mole play.
Put it up by the thing. Let's
put it
see.
Up. Let's see what it is.
No, I just hung up.
Who was it?
I don't give a fuck.
Perry, why do you, when I ask you to do something, do you do exactly what I say not to do?
That's who he is.
Yeah, because it's not.
Okay, all right.
I'm not supposed to be getting calls during.
Okay,
this
but
show.
Let's
and
just
also,
see.
And also, when
it
do
is.
I get to borrow the T-shirt?
Next week. Let me see the phone. Call the person back.
Private number.
Okay, call. Oh.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's mole play. I've been taught, you know how everyone always talks about how we don't do enough murder mysteries in mole play?
Murder mysteries?
Dan.
Yeah.
You know how people always go, you don't do enough murder mysteries in mole play?
When people see me on the street, they usually come up to me and say, how come you guys don't do more murder mysteries on mole play?
Well, we're going to solve that mystery right now as we present... A deed most foul. We were aboard the Oriental Express train, and Dan is the porter, the murderous porter.
What, let me ask you this. The porter, is he the guy that brings towels and things? I'm not exactly sure. You're not giving
towels
me much time.
Towels and murder.
Okay.
And Scaremaster, you are little Lord Fauntleroy.
What does that mean?
You're the rich guy who's in your cabin. But
okay.
What you don't know is that the porter, played by Dan, is coming to murder you. You think he's bringing your evening pudding, but he's bringing more than that.
Evening
pudding.
You
know what he's bringing? He's bringing murder. Mole play!
Who is it?
It's me, the porter, sir.
How can I help you?
I have your evening pudding.
He opens the door.
Okay.
Open the door.
Hey, where would you... Where would you like me to set this?
On the coffee table over there.
Yeah, I'll put that right on Mario!
He puts the pudding on the table. He puts the pudding on the table. No, first he puts the pudding on the table. And Scaremaster eats the pudding.
Well, now you've killed me, so.
No, eat the pudding. Taste the pudding.
I'm already dead.
Taste the pudding.
I'm dead.
Just go with it and taste the pudding, dude. How's this pudding taste? What does it taste like?
Tastes like shit.
What flavor is it? What flavor is your evening pudding?
It's human flavor.
Oh, God.
Hey, he's got... It's a typical Don Barris because he's a fucking killer. He's got knives going in and out of me. Chest
and
my back. Just like Don Barris normally would do. Murdering.
What flavor is the pudding? Finish the pudding. Finish the pudding, Scaremaster.
I'm done. Suck it down.
Always turns into that. That's mole play.
Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play, mole play, let's play mole play. Mole play.
That was quite a mole play.
I know, you remember?
Fucking nutcase with the goddamn.
You wouldn't die. It kept stabbing you with a knife, and you wouldn't die.
That's what it feels like.
I mean, I wouldn't die.
Before we go, I would like to say, I'm really sorry to the fans that came to the 20th anniversary show, and they haven't gotten all their VIP stuff as of yet. Well, that has been promised. It's supposed to be on its way.
Oh, and he's got a big announcement.
What's that? What's a big announcement? No, we were actually thinking of having a 10th anniversary of Windy City Heat on October 11th at the world famous Comedy Store.
Which is my daughter's birthday.
I don't give a damn.
Oh, you want to have her come over there and she can present
it? It would be nice.
It would be nice to kind of put this thing together, but I can't depend upon Perry for
maybe
anything.
Maybe she could sing the national anthem. Your daughter sang the national anthem, would you stand up for her?
I'll stand up. It doesn't mean that I'm going to put my hand
over
my heart.
No. You have to. You have to put your hand over your heart.
No, I'm not.
If your daughter comes and sings the national anthem for the 10th anniversary of Windy City.
Look, I am
who
not.
Who served your country like her grandfather Cookie before her.
Do you think that we should honestly try to get.
Nope. I don't.
What?
I do not.
Okay. Okay,
too
go
much
back.
Of a slap in her face from him.
What are you saying?
He hates America, her country.
You do hate America. You've
I don't hate
that.
America.
So maybe it's
my
best that we do not have your daughter there.
All right, then we don't have my kid here.
No, we can't. But we were thinking of having a big show on October 11th. And, you
which
know,
goes into October 12th.
I'm to the point where I was thinking all along, we see what happens after that show, see if the show does anything. Because I'll tell you this, VPN hasn't done a lot for us. They don't seem to care about us that much, so
they're doing something for us.
Camera guy almost, one of them almost smiled this week.
No, he did not.
Yeah,
that's
not really.
Bullshit.
I think he saw something else.
They're doing something for us. They're yeah. giving us a freaking show.
Yeah, are they
and
promoting?
It's on VPN.
Are they promoting us?
That
they,
is true.
They,
that is
they?
True. It is on VPN.
It's on
it
VPN, the Video Podcast Network,
is
which
true.
Is a brand new network that we promoted in Salt Lake City / Park City, Utah. So, I mean, why are you being so mean to the fact
I'm not being mean.
Hey, Dan, how can people get in touch with you on the social network?
I'll tell you how they can. On
Twitter.
Shut up. On Twitter, you can get in touch with me at SimplyDon1. That's the number one. Facebook, Don Barris. I'm also on Vine. I'm also on Instagram. Perry, how can they get in touch with you?
On Twitter, you can email me. It's ScaryPerry818. And on Facebook, it's Perry F. Caravello.
Or you can just stop by his house at 7722 Reseda Boulevard.
Tell him what's up.
You wanna...
Who's coming over to Scare Master's Chili Con?
Oh, that's right.
He's coming. We're going to have everybody.
You know what we should do?
It's going to be a chili
cook-off.
There is
no chili cook-off
at
my house.
10th anniversary. 10th anniversary.
Because nobody's coming over.
What if we did this? What if during the 10th anniversary weekend, maybe on a Saturday, you have a big chili cook-off.
That's it.
At the apartment.
That's it.
Yeah, we
maybe
have
the
show
rec
on
room.
Friday in the rec
maybe
room.
Maybe in the rec room.
In the rec room. There you go.
That's and
you,
possible.
And maybe people pay
but
to get into the chili.
You got to let people see the tour of the apartment.
Yeah.
No!
Why? The apartment. Let them use your bathroom.
Fuck off.
That's what people want.
Let them go into your kitchen and
then
let them
there's
use
no,
the bathroom.
Look.
Let them
wait
touch
a second.
The trophy.
Look, right there.
Why can't people
no!
the trophy?
No! No! No, there's nobody coming over. Nobody coming into my apartment. No!
Shower. Why can't they
at
use your bathroom in your kitchen?
What if we did that?
Just come over.
Not a party.
Go over there.
At my house.
Why aren't people allowed
just
to come
try to listen.
No one is allowed over unless I invite you.
All right, but what if they paid $15 a ticket?
$10,000 a ticket.
And
they
can go
and
get cooked food.
Think about this. We're out in your little thing. They $15 a ticket. They get in there. They get
$1,500 a ticket.
No, listen. But let's say there's 100 people there. That's 1,500.
There's not going to be 100 people there.
There will be if we get it. You know,
you
maybe
do
we'll
this
just
right.
Do the,
you promote it
maybe
right.
Do the 10th anniversary party at Perry's apartment for the chili thing.
You're out of your
that's
fucking
we do
mind.
The show. We do it in the apartment. We do the podcast.
Do the show.
You're nuts.
Do the whole
that's
show
not
there.
A bad
no
idea.
Way.
VPN.
It's not happening.
VPN.
It is not happening.
Chili
cook. It is not happening.
Do it. Come on.
Well,
it's
we
not happening.
Like
it
will
not happen.
You got to try to think of promotion, Perry. You got to think promotion.
Look, this is what VPN wants.
This is what they
want. They're not.
You're the one kissing their ass.
Fuck.
You just said you love those guys.
Moments ago, you said that.
You're the one who said you're doing the chili cookout for the 10th anniversary for VPN and your partner.
I never said.
Okay, I guarantee you we're going to talk you into it. We're going to talk you into it.
Anything.
Just say you're doing it.
Nothing going on. Say we're going to get a fucking house. We're going to Mo's fucking house.
Mo doesn't have a house.
Fine, I don't have a place now, but I'll get one and we'll do it there.
Yeah. Here's a chance for you to do something that people want. People don't want to go to Mo's house. They want to go to your place.
Because everybody knows. Look, all I need is one fucking nut named Dimitri Moreland to show his fucking
face. That could be the night where you guys make love. That could be the guy loves you.
He does love you.
He loves
you. You're losing your fucking teeth as soon as I get the fuck up.
What do you mean I'm losing
my teeth?
I'm
going to break your fucking face, you
son of a
bitch.
First off, what did I do? Secondly, what happened? And thirdly, he loves you, dude.
All right, anyway, so.
Faggots! Faggots! Cocksucking! Motherfucking faggots! I don't want them near my fucking place!
And Lisa Marie, excuse me for saying what I just said. Thank you.
You made a deal with her. You weren't supposed to say anything.
Yeah, because Lisa and I had a conversation about me saying the word faggot on the show.
It's a very hateful word. It's a very hateful word.
That's right, it's hateful, but tough fucking shit! Any faggot show my fucking house, they're from now on,
because
they've been coming over and fucking bothering me in the middle of the fucking night.
Don't forget the fight between William Randolph Hearst and Perry's coming up real soon. And you can catch me every night at the World Famous Comedy Store, our Ding Dong Show, Monday nights. And don't forget our Ding Dong Show on Death Squad. So for the big three, here we go. Put her there, guys. Big three. Goodbye.
STTPN, Simply Done.